my message is why marriages fail. Why marriages fail. I know most of you are single, but we need to prepare you now so that, because the real issues with marriage is not really marriage. Most times is the foundation. This beautiful building you are seeing here, the most important part of it was the foundation. If the foundation is not right, it doesn't matter what other design they want to put on top. Somebody getting what I'm saying? Why marriages fail. I'll run through about 7 things if I have the time tonight. The first one, marriages fail because people don't like themselves. People don't what? Like themselves. What I mean is self-love. You cannot give what you do not what have. You must first love yourself. I'm not talking about selfishness. But there is a healthy self-love you need to have. You need to, see, do you know why some people are desperate to marry? They don't like themselves. They're trying to run into somebody else's life. You must first like yourself. Listen, it is who you are that will determine the kind of marriage you will have. You can't really marry above your knowledge that you have or the person that you are. You must first love yourself. How much do you love your life now? Marriage is not a rescue mission from your own life. Do you love yourself? Do you love your life? Look, your single years is not a time for you. You're not just waiting to get married. That's not what your single years are for. And that's what a lot of single people are doing. Their single years is just a time they are waiting. They are marking time to get married. That's not what it's about. Your single years is practice time. Your single years is preparation time. Your single years is packaging time. You are preparing yourself for life. You are preparing yourself for destiny. See, you have a destiny. Let me tap your neighbor and say, you have a destiny. Do you understand? There's something God wants to do. Marriage is not the destination. Marriage is only a vehicle to get you to the destination. Marriage itself is not the goal. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Marriage is not the goal. Many people are unhappy because in marriage because they set marriage as the goal, and when they got there, they found out nothing is happening there. If you're not going somewhere, marriage itself is not a cure-all for all the problems of your life. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Marriage, I'm sorry to tell you, marriage won't solve all the problems of your life. It wasn't meant to. It wasn't created to do that. It's supposed to be a vehicle to take you to your destination. So you already have a destiny in God. The altar is not the goal. To get married is not the goal. You must first love your life. Let's just imagine, for example's sake, let's imagine there was no marriage anymore. Will you still be happy? Will you still be happy? I hope you know there is no marriage in heaven. I hope you know that. We're all going to be brothers and sisters. I was sitting very close to my wife, though. But so sometimes I call her my sister. She say, I'm not your sister. I say, you are my sister. I'm a man of God. You are my sister in the Lord. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? But let's imagine there's no marriage. Let's just imagine now. Just picture it that there's no marriage. So are you saying you're not going to do anything with your life? What would you be doing with your life if there was no marriage? Love your life so much. Listen, it's important to where you're going. Love your life now so much. Live your life as if this is it. This is not rehearsal. The game has started. Life is on. So if you're not happy now, so why are you going to be happy in marriage? Who told you? In your mind, you think if I just marry, that guy will just, you know, he'll be talking to me every time. He will say the right things every time. You must be kidding. Somebody that was in traffic going to work for 4 hours or the traffic coming back for under 4 hours, you think when he gets home, he's thinking about to say the right things to you? You see, this is why many people are unhappy in their marriages. They had false expectations. They had set unrealistic goals that once I get married, I know you are single people. Most of us have been married. We can give you heads up. You know? A lot of single people think once you marry, you'll just be having sex. Morning, afternoon, night. That's what they think we do. And you know, you have watched so many movies. You see them breaking their plates. Nobody's breaking plate, man. We worked so hard to buy those plates, man. Nobody's breaking anything. Nobody's in the mood for all that nonsense. Those things are acted. There's a cameraman there. There's a microphone there. It's acted. It's not real. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Because these are the things single people are watching and they're thinking this. And you know, all the movies, you need to understand, guys, movies are not created to mentor you. That's not their job. Their job is to entertain you and collect your money. So to be watching movie as if that's education, you're wasting your time. So you see all the movies, they just paint a romantic scene, love story, you know, Cinderella, whatever. One guy is riding a white horse. He has six pack. And that is the idea you are having. No. Marriage is not a cure-all. Marriage wasn't designed to solve all your problems. You start solving your problems now by the knowledge of God. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Be happy now. People don't love themselves. That's why I see people want to enter relationships. I'm wondering, when people ask me some questions, I'm wondering, is it that you don't like yourself? Somebody will tell me, Pastor, there's this guy, he's always beating me. He's always insulting me. But he says he loves me. What should I do? And I'll ask, do you even like yourself? Because when you like yourself, there are some things you won't take from people. The reason why you are considering some things is because you don't yet love yourself. I'm not talking about selfishness. I'm talking about self-love. It's important that you must first love yourself. When you love yourself, there are some things you will not even accept. You just know it's unacceptable. Hallelujah. You need to understand this, guys. So the first thing, you need to love yourself. Love your life. Pursue your purpose. Why did God create you? What else? What are the things that will give you fulfillment? Marriage is not, the altar is not the goal. The goal is fulfillment. The goal is happiness. So you pursue your own happiness now. Be happy as a person. In fact, many single people think, if I meet the right person, I'll be happy. No, the right thinking is if I'm happy, I'm more likely to meet the right person. Did you understand that? Many people think if I meet the right person, I'm happy. No. If you are happy with yourself, you are more likely to meet the right person. Because you will get to the stage in your life where you realize you don't need a man. You don't need a... See, the only reason why you should leave singlehood is when marriage is going to be better than the singlehood. If being married is going to be worse than where you are now, then stay single. Stay single. Trust me, there are many married people praying to be single today. They want to be single. They're trying to come out of what they've entered into. You still have a chance to do it right. And I pray for you. You will do it right in the name of Jesus. So don't just say, oh, I just want to, I'm tired of being single. No, don't think like that. Your single years are crucial. Listen, there will be no other time that you'll have your whole life to yourself like this. There's no other time. From the day you marry, everything in your life is going to be split. Your time, your money, your resources, your energy is going to be split. And guess what? It gets worse. When the children come, oh my God. When the children come, for the next 20 or so years, your life will never be the same. So are you seeing that this time you have is precious? You will never have it again. But you're trying to run away. There are things you're supposed to build now that you will never have time to build again. Somebody getting what I'm saying? You must love yourself. Hallelujah. Let me move. I'll explain something as we go on. So number two. Another reason why marriages fail is that people don't love each other. So a lot of people in relationships, they don't understand what love is. So they really do not actually love each other. What they love is marriage. Oh, there are a lot of people that they tell you I love you. It's not you they love. They love the idea of love. They love love. Some people just love love. They love the idea of marriage. They love the idea of romance. It's not the individual they are married to that they love. People send me messages all the time. Pastor, everybody in my house, all my siblings married late. Me, I want to make sure I marry early. You see, when somebody has already said that, it shows that they have a personal project of marrying early. So it's not about even the person they are marrying. It's about their goal. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. I have a book out there titled 25 Wrong Reasons People Enter a Relationship. This is one of it. Personal project, personal goal. I want to marry before the end of the year. So they are looking for a scapegoat that we volunteer themselves for this project. So people like that end up marrying someone they don't even like. I'm telling you this, come on. There are a lot of married people, they don't like each other. They like marriage. They like children. They don't like the individual that they have married. You can tell. You can tell they have no likeness for this person they married. Just the idea is what they like. They've already planned that I want to get married by 28. So if they meet you at 28 and a half, no matter who you are, they are marrying you. And you will think they love you. Praise God. They don't love you. Somebody told me, say, Pastor, there's this guy, I love him so much, but it seems he loves somebody else. But I love him so much, I give him everything. I told her, you don't love him. He said, no, Pastor, I love him. I said, you don't love him. I said, look, if you love someone and the person doesn't love you back and you are pressuring them, you don't love them, you love you. Because if you love them, you will respect their wishes. You want them to be happy. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. So to be saying somebody must marry you, then you are just trying to use that person to satisfy something in your own life. It's not about the person. You don't really love the person. And they love relationships like this, where someone is using another person just to satisfy their need. It's not really love. Hallelujah. When you love yourself, then you have to also love whoever you want to marry. You have to actually love the person, not just the idea of the person, not the image, not the gift. You know, some people think, when they see people on this stage, they actually love the image of the person on the stage. They don't love the person as a human being. They like it. They love his gift. Pastor Stiles, there was one woman of God, pastor's wife, during service, she came to sit down on the altar like this. They say, Mama, what's wrong? She says she wants to marry the pastor of this church. They say, you're already married to the pastor. She said, no, that the one that preaches here is not the same one. That the one that preaches here is very funny, very nice, very caring, very spiritual. Say, the one at home shouts at me. The one at home beats me. I get you. She sat down here that this is the one she wants to marry. Some people think we preach at home. They think that's how I talk to my wife. That listen to me, my wife. I love you. Are we eating beans tonight? Put some pomo in that stew. Listen to me. They think that's what I'm doing. No, I don't preach at home. I don't preach at home. Hallelujah. Comedians don't crack joke all the day at home. Musicians don't sing to their wife. I just want to eat what you have. That's not what they do. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So do you love this individual or do you love the idea? Do you first love yourself? When you love yourself, there are certain terms and conditions you don't even play with. You don't see, the Bible says two must be better than one. If joining with somebody is going to make you worse, then don't marry. So love yourself enough to say, I'm not going to put myself in this situation. This guy is a liar. This girl is abusive. This whatever. Then don't leave. Don't go ahead. Don't force it just because you are tired of being single. You shouldn't even be tired of being single if you are using your singleness well. Somebody getting what I'm saying? See, your singleness is your marketing period. See, you have to be the kind of person that once people meet you, once they meet you, their life should never remain the same. So don't be in a hurry. Some of you are just doing your best to live singleness. That's not what it's about. It's a season of your life that is very crucial to the destiny of your life. All the greats in the Bible, we saw how they lived when they were single. The Josephs, the Jesus, and go. They were already walking in purpose before they got married or before they met, you know. So there's a life you're supposed to believe in. David, there are many of them. They were doing something with their single years. It is that thing you are doing that would see. Everybody has a list of what qualities they want in a spouse. Your future spouse too has a list of qualities they too want. So how many of the qualities have you developed? In every vacancy, they have a list. of who they are looking for? How much of it are you building? You've never traveled before. Can you travel now when you get married? You can't just up and go. Can you learn basic skills? Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you do some things? Have you built your spiritual capacity? Build it now. Because when you are married, to pray will not be as easy. Because you must always seek somebody's consent. There's somebody else sharing your space, sharing your time, sharing your energy. Hallelujah. Number three. So number one, you must first love yourself. This should affect your terms and conditions. I tell ladies all the time, you must have certain terms and conditions before you even start a relationship with a guy. Basic terms and conditions. Women, you are more powerful than you know. Most times, the ladies, instead of you to control, I'm saying this because as a woman, this is what happens. A guy is like a politician. He's giving you his manifesto. You are the one that will determine if you are going to vote this guy into office. Because when you vote this guy into office, the Bible expects that you will submit to this guy. Women are always shouting, "No, we don't want to submit." It's simple. You are the one that is picking the person you are submitting to. So pick the right kind of leader. That's all. Why are Nigerians trying to relocate? Because they like the leader in the other place. Is somebody get what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how it works. So you choose the right person. So there are basic terms and conditions. Let me drop some for you. If a guy is asking for your hand in marriage, one of the basic terms and conditions to discuss is sexual purity. Discuss sexual purity. If a guy is saying, "Hey, I love you, baby," and all these sweet things, tell him what are his plans when you guys start a relationship. Is he the kind of person that must have sex while you are dating, or does he believe in honoring the Lord? And gentlemen, can I also advise you, because most ladies say the men can't wait. Today, can I challenge you? Be that kind of man that can wait. The devil is just setting you up. There's nothing like you can't wait. You will still wait. That issue of self-control. Can I just tell you now as a married pastor? Single guys, all the single men, can I hear an amen? Amen. Because I know men have a higher sexual passion. Women too like sex, don't get me wrong, but I know men usually have a higher one. Men have the ideology that, you know, we can't wait. Maybe we're already going to marry. Let's just sleep together. Men, let me just help you right now. Let me just save your life. Start now to practice self-control. The reason is this. It's very simple. And ladies, this is important to you too. It's very simple. The game of self-control is not just for when you are single alone. It gets intensified when you are married. If you skip the test now, you are setting yourself up for a bigger failure in marriage. Every fornicator is an adulterer trainee. See what you are doing to yourself. You are saying, "I can't wait. I must have sex." Then you get married. Now that you are single, you are sleeping around. And the way sex works, nobody sticks with one person. As you are sleeping around, they are single. Everybody you date, you sleep with them. So you have been sleeping around. Now, this is the problem. You are used to browsing different channels. Then you will get married. And you think you want to stay with one channel. You have already built a habit of eating buffet. Now you want to eat only moi moi in marriage till you die. So the business of self-control, it doesn't end when you are single. It actually gets more intensified in marriage. If you don't practice keeping yourself now, and both of you honoring God now, you are setting each other up for big temptations and big failures when you are married, because the temptations doesn't stop just because you say, "I do." It doesn't change who you are. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So now is the time. So as a lady, one of the basic terms and conditions to discuss is sexual purity. The guy that says he can't wait, he's a setup. He's not going to also wait in marriage. Same thing. He's not going to wait. It's tougher to wait in marriage. And don't even start. See, it's easier to not drink a bottle of Coke when you've not opened it. It's easier. Once you say, let me just sip it, and do shh throughout the day, you'll be going to that fridge and be taking, am I correct? Before the day is over, it has gone down. But if it was still sealed, not opened, it's easier to fight the temptation that way. So if you are here today, it's a challenge I need to give you now. Start walking. These are part of the terms you should discuss. Other basic terms and good conditions you should discuss as a lady, if a guy is trying to ask your hand in marriage, ask him for who are his mentors? Who are the people he's accountable to? Men in their nature are just a bit rough. We're made that way. Men are rougher. So generally, they have the tendency to be reckless. So as a lady, don't join with a guy that doesn't have another male figure in his life that he can emulate, that can inspire him. The way women do better with sitting and listening, men do better with watching. Men learn better from watching another role model. They do better from watching another person that inspires them. So if a guy is coming to ask your hand in marriage, coming to say, I'm interested in you, one of the terms and conditions must be there must be somebody over your life that you submit to, that I can talk to, that I can report you to give you safety. One of the first things I did with my wife, once we started dating, was I took her to my mentors. I took her then to Reverend Sam Adeyemi, Reverend Victor Adeyemi, and Reverend Abba Oduwole. And I told her, these are my mentors. I introduced my mentors to her. I said, collect their numbers. Feel free to report me. Anytime you can't get to me, anytime my head is touching, feel free to report me. And she has done so a few times. Praise God. One time in an animal's park, or this preservation park where they put wild animals in their natural habitat, they brought in a young elephant and some rhinos, and they found out that elephant was killing the rhinos. And that has never happened before. So they called in an expert. The expert examined everything. He said, it's very simple. Get an older elephant. That this young elephant has so much energy, he doesn't know what to do with the energy. He needs an older elephant to show it how to live. So they brought in an older elephant. The younger elephant submitted to the older elephant, and all the killing stopped. Because the older elephant showed the younger elephant that we don't beat our wives. We don't do it. We don't kill rhinos. And the killing just stopped. Men do better when they have another figure, a stronger male figure in their lives, showing them how marriage should be done. So what Pastor Kunle did here today is very important. The younger guys need to emulate that. If they don't see those pictures, they have the tendency to be reckless. Number three. Number four, yeah? Three. Anyone? Number next. Marriages fail because people don't build themselves. People don't build themselves. Do you know everything that you are required to do in marriage is also what you are required to do as a Christian? This marriage thing is not as complicated as people make it. Everything you were supposed to be doing inside of the marriage is what you're supposed to be practicing for free as a Christian. The things that cause problem in marriage, unforgiveness. As a Christian, they've already asked you to forgive all those that offend you. If you have been practicing it in church as a normal Christian, then to forgive the person you claim you love should not be difficult if you have been practicing. So when last did you forgive somebody that offended you? Your brother in church? Someone in your office? God has already told you as a single person, start forgiving. For instance, walking in love. God said, love everybody. I remember the story of that man that was tired of his wife. They were having quarrels. He called pastor. He said, pastor, I don't love this woman anymore. I'm not doing it again. Pastor said, the Bible said, husbands, love your wife. He said, she's not my wife. She has been staying in the next room. We've not been talking. She stays on that next room. The pastor said, the Bible said, love your neighbor. See, she's not my neighbor. We insult ourselves. She's my enemy. The Bible said, love your enemy. It's all there. If you have been practicing it, it will be easier to practice it in marriage because all the instructions are the same. Being patient. Serving. That's why for me, I would never really be attracted to somebody that doesn't serve in church. I just think it's a big deal. I just think serving another person is crucial because that's what you do in marriage. You serve another person. So if you can't serve now that you're single, that you have all your time to yourself, why would you think you will serve when you're married? Serving another person. Serving someone for no reason. Serving someone and not expecting anything in return. So you can't do that freely in church. I could never have married someone that didn't serve in church. I could never. I won't even be attracted to the person. Because if your whole life is built around you, then you won't do well in marriage because marriage will be a shocker. Because marriage will not be about you at all. So be an usher now. That trains you to serve. You know, as an usher, you tell somebody go this way, they go on that way. You are learning patience. You are learning it. You say, sit here and you come back here. It's not here again. You are learning. Because your children will be like that. Sometimes your husband will be like that. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It's training you. Build yourself. Build your financial capacity. Marriage is not a source of income. That's a rema for somebody here. You can't marry your way out of poverty. So you are targeting someone because you think they will solve all your financial problems. No. Do something now. Build your own financial capacity. Your ability to make money, to manage money. Build it now. I tell ladies all the time, please don't marry a man's potential. Marry his patterns. Everybody has potential. Since they gave birth to me, they say Nigeria has potential. Since they gave birth to me. If I was waiting for that, I wouldn't be here. So don't marry someone for your potentials. Check his patterns. What is he doing with his life? Oh, I want to marry you. And he's 38 years old. Great. From when you were 28 till 38, give account of your stewardship. What have you been doing with your life? I'm not saying he has to be rich. No, but we should be able to trace what he has built with his life so far. I'm saying this because there are many marriages today crashing under the issue of financial burden. Because somebody is not pulling their weight. Somebody doesn't want to work. Somebody always has dreams. But he's not doing anything practical about. How many of you have those kind of friends that have big dreams? Every day you meet them, they're saying, I'll buy 3 airplanes to start an airline business. Do you know where they keep airplane? No, but I'm going to buy 3. Only you. Now, do you have Okada? Okada? No. I can't start that small. I start big. My God is a big God. Praise God. All right. So build yourself. All right, let me run through quickly. Number what? Number next. Marriages don't work because people don't understand the differences between men and women. They don't take time to understand differences. And this is a big deal, guys. If you are here and you are ever thinking of marrying, one of the things you must start doing now is learning the differences between a man and a woman. We are just different. And the issue is this, we are so different, so we tend to love the way we are, not the way the other person wants. When you say love your husband, love your wife, that's a very vague term. What does that mean? It's too vague. If I say love your husband, what does that mean? It's vague because you can be loving him the way he doesn't want to be loved. So you must break it down to how it relates to that person. We were created from scratch to be different. You will have a lot of ease in your marriage when you know how to relate with that person with understanding. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter. It says, treat your wife according to knowledge, according to understanding. So men and women are different. If you're going to love your husband, love your wife, you must start learning about the differences. There's this book here I want to encourage everybody to get. It's called A to Z of Marriage. And my wife wrote this book. We addressed love in alphabetical order, A to Z, what it means. So I wrote to the women, coaching them about how to love men. My wife wrote to the men, coaching them how to love women. So I'll give you a few from it. A, I told men, A, if you're going to love a woman, A stands for attention. Women love attention. So you must master the art of giving them what? Attention. So you cannot, if you are dating someone, you cannot not have a special plan of visiting them or talking to them. Because in the world of men, men don't need to talk every day. No, if I is my very good friend, but we don't talk until there's something to talk about. I don't just wake up and call him and check on him. No, men don't do that. Men find that very awkward. checking on me. Hey, what happened? Any problem? You see, so because guys are like that, they want to treat women like that. So when I first started dating my wife, she had to tell me that, hey, you can't just, because we met this Monday and we plan to see next Monday, you can't just be silent all through the week till next Monday. And I'm saying, I'm keeping all my gist till next Monday. That's what we agreed we're going to see. She said, no, you must check on me. Somebody get what I'm saying? Attention. Women like attention. So you must give them attention. If she walks into a place, you have to stop what you're doing and look at her. You can't just say, you're entering, you're entering. No. No attention. Hallelujah. She can't make her hair just come in. You didn't even notice. That's a capital offense. Attention. She's talking to you. You can't be on your phone. You have to keep the phone down and look at her when she's talking. Somebody get what I'm saying? Nobody will teach you these things, but these are things that will make things flow smoothly. A for attention. For the women, my wife coached them and said, one of the things a man needs is acceptance. Most women, when they meet a man, they're already sizing up all the things they are going to change about that man. Say, okay, his beard rough. I'm going to trim that one. His teeth is not on straight. We're going to file it. She, in her mind, she has imagined all the things she's going to change about him. Say, his dressing is too shabby. No. All those things are great. And you can actually get those things done, but you must first give him acceptance. Men have the tendency, if you try to confront a man, he would fight you back. Even when he thinks you are right, but